96.1 and 102 on The Wolf. Burn It Down. Parker McCollum, Don Jarrett, and we are very excited because we have The Wolf stage filled up with talent. That's right. We've got Laura Briner and RJ live on Facebook, live on The Wolf. Good morning, y'all. How you doing?
Good morning.
Okay, so Laura, I got word you were coming into town and that you were coming into town for a very special purpose. Yes. Why don't you tell the Wolfpack exactly why you are here in Wolf Country, why you are on stage, and what's going on tomorrow?
Well, I'm actually here to see you guys, the Wolfpack.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. All right.
I do other animal noises. That's another show.
Okay. All right.
But I love our veterans and everything that these men and women stand for. And, you know, RJ and I wouldn't be here living our dreams if it wasn't for these brave men and women. And they go out every day, 24/7, 365 days a year, protecting our freedoms and allowing us to live our dreams. And the one thing I will say, too, that doesn't always come across is that, you know, it's not just the person who serves. It's the whole family that serves.
Amen.
There we are. We get to be with our families on Christmas when they don't necessarily get to be with theirs. So we appreciate everything those men and women are doing. So thank you for everything that you do and serving your country and the wonderful people that live in it.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to be best friends now because I am a red, white, and blue neck. We are
Amen
proud red, white, and blue necks up in here in Wolf Country. So you cannot say enough good things and support our troops and their families enough. So we definitely have that in common. And tomorrow you're actually going to be in the middle of the rodeo arena at the War Bonnet Roundup for Salute Our Veterans, right?
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm not going to be on the bowl, but I
definitely
will be there.
No.
Good luck with that.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we can make that happen. I know some people over there.
I'm a country girl. I'm from Mount Airy, Maryland. Turn left at the cow right at the church. Keep on going. That's where I'm from.
Okay.
In fact, they just paved the road where my mom's.
Oh, you guys are getting fancy? Okay.
Yeah, so
all right.
We just got a post office. So, yeah, it's Pony Express.
All right. Well,
that's how we roll.
Well, since we got you on stage, well, first of all, since we have a stage and that you brought your guitar player and you've got your microphone and clearly you are wide awake.
Oh, yeah.
I think you should sing us some of your music. What do you think of that?
I would love to hum a few tunes for y'all.
Now, you brought me a bag of Jawbreakers, which coincidentally is the name of your new single.
Well, everybody's doing it.
The size of that Jawbreaker, I may need my dentist, that's for sure. Do you want to lead off with the new song?
Oh, we can.
Okay.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, let's do it. Laura Briner.
Sassy.
I'm feeling sassy. I mean, you're sassy enough for all of us, I think.
Don, love you. That's a different show. I'm just kidding. Rise and shine, Doodlebug.
Yeah, let's get up. Wolfpack, here we go.
Let's do a little Jawbreaker, RJ.
Laura Briner, live on The Wolf. Here we go.
I missed your name, but save it, I'll be honest. 'Cause you earned a reputation in this town. I got friends who you done called your greatest conquest. You ain't never met someone like me till now. I tell you, don't try it. This ain't the candy store. No sugar, I'm a diamond. I ain't what you're ready for. There's a lot of young, pretty things you'll find on the same dirt road as your one-track mind. Just don't say that I never warned you. Ain't no breaking me. I'm a real tough one to cry. Honey's super sweet, but it don't come out like that. Got a real smooth tongue and a taste for love. A sweet tooth candy taking troublemaker. But I'm a jawbreaker. To a flame, I've been burned by the fire. And you know just how to heat a good girl up. I've been there, done that, and all, like I was tired. No, you ain't dragging me back down into that mud. I tell you, don't try it. This ain't the candy store. No sugar on my diamond. I ain't what you're ready for. There's a lot of young, pretty things you'll find on the same dirt road as your one-track mind. Just don't say that I never warned you. Ain't no breaking me. I'm a real tough one to cry. Honey's super sweet, but it don't come out like that. Got a real smooth tongue and a taste for love. The sweet tooth candy taking troublemaker. But I'm a jawbreaker. Will you want it when you find out that you can't have me now or later? You can't handle all this flavor, baby. Sink your teeth in, then you find out you're gonna hurt yourself before you get to tasting. Ain't no breaking me. I'm a real tough one to cry. Honey's super sweet, but it don't come out like that. Got a real smooth tongue and a taste for love. Sweet tooth candy taking troublemaker. Oh, but I'm a jawbreaker.
I love it. I love it. You are.
A little sass in the morning.
A little sass, a little sweet tooth, too, because not only did you bring us a big old bag of jawbreakers, but you brought us Duck Donuts, too, up in here. So, man. Oh, wow. That you are.
That is super sweet.
What were you like? Hold on. What were you like when you were a little girl? Were you as sassy and kind of, you're kind of crazy, like kind of good crazy, like were you like really difficult to handle when you were a little girl?
Okay, so Don, definitely another show.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm raising two girls. Okay, I got like a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old.
Oh, good luck.
And I was just wondering what you were like at like 7 years old or 9 years old, because I have a feeling maybe your parents needed some backup. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. They said of all the kids, and we're all mixed marriages, deaths, divorces, and all that kind of shenanigans. And they were like, you know, Laura, of all the kids, you definitely keep us entertained. And yeah, so I'm somebody that constantly, I'm always talking. But I know I used to get in trouble for having a big mouth because my mom would be like, Laura, you have such a big mouth. And I go, and she'd be like, to your room. And then it was like, I'm like, yeah, but people pay me to talk now. So
there you go. Now, you also do you have a radio show as well? Do you have your own radio show?
You know, I
podcast or something?
I do. You know, I've been so fortunate. I love the military, and it's a great show we do. It's Serving Your Country. I actually do it with Ramblin' Ray Stevens, and we're actually just finishing it up, but we do letters from home and requests to men and women in the military and letters of dedication, people, however anybody wants to send a shout out to these men and women, and we play country music, and it's out of Chicago through United Stations, and it's a syndicated show, so,
Very cool.
Again, I love our men and women, so it's great to, you know, when they're overseas, they get a chance to get a letter from home, and you know, there's nothing. I got to do a USO tour, which so fun. This was I.
Was that from the USO? I grabbed that picture offline. Offline, yeah.
That's some good hair, by the way. I'm just kidding. In fact, it stayed. That was actually in Kosovo. I was so blown away. I got to do a USO tour the week of 4th of July, which was so incredible.
Wow. And
I had the opportunity of singing the national anthem every night on the tour, and we stopped in a lot of incredible countries, and you know, it's always an honor to sing the national anthem, but when you sit there and you sing it in front of a bunch of men and women who are away from home, serving their country and protecting our freedoms and the people that live there, and they're singing every word of it with you.
Yeah.
It's so emotional, and it really, that song is so special to begin with, but it's one of those magical moments. I remember actually being in Kuwait on this tour, and I got on stage, and I was like, I was going out to go do the anthem, and I just stood there, and it was felt probably like an eternity for everybody, but I stood there and I was like, if I never get back here, I want to suck this all in. I want to be a sponge and just suck it all in. Because, you know, as a child, when you dream this dream that we're living, you never know what that dream is going to be and what it's going to turn out to be. And I'm so blessed and honored. I get to do so many great, incredible things and be here with you all today. So, so thanks for having us.
I love your spirit. I love your patriotism. I love the gratitude that just kind of emanates from you, and you're pointing it in the right direction. You know, all my gratitude and for everything, you know, I point up first and then I point at the military second. I mean, we are kindred spirits when it comes to supporting our, and you know, this is a very patriotic state that we live in, and a very, very patriotic part of the state that you are in right now. So for you to be here with the sole mission of stopping by to share your patriotism and your love for our country and our troops, and then to be at the final night of the 112th, by the way, 112th War Bonnet Roundup. And think of all of the things that the War Bonnet Roundup has endured over 112 years. The military conflicts, the world wars, the, you know, the recessions, the depressions. I mean, you name it. The war bonnet round. Yeah, exactly. And so for you to be out there, there's going to be a little bit of weight out there. And as you know, there is nothing quite like seeing the American flag come into a rodeo arena on horseback.
Oh, I know. It's,
chills, right? Chills.
Yeah, I think about it. It makes me tear up.
Yeah,
for sure.
Wow. Yeah. So we're looking forward to seeing and hearing you tomorrow at the War Bonnet Roundup. You will be singing the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, before the 112th War Bonnet Roundup, and a salute to our veterans. Perfect for you.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm so excited. Thank you. I'm so honored to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you, and thanks for coming and being on our stage. And I'd like you to sing a little bit more if you're up for it.
Well, we would love to. Do you want something slow and kind of?
I want whatever you want.
Since you called me crazy, which I'm totally fit that. My parents
not certifiably
say.
Like wraparound jacket crazy. I mean, I don't know you well enough yet. Maybe you are, but
what you see is what you get.
Okay, all right. Crazy country. All right, you're country crazy, and that's a good thing.
Oh, I like that.
That could be your next song. All rights reserved, Don Jared Inc.
Actually, the next song is called Certified.
Okay, let's do it.
And it's actually about being crazy.
All right.
You know, it's that whole thing where you meet this guy and he says, you know, I'm all this in a bag of chips. And you're like, let me explain something to him. You think you're crazy, but I'm crazy.
Hold my jawbreaker.
John.
Hold my jawbreaker. All right.
Definitely another show.
All right. Are you ready?
Sure, you.
I'm ready when ready. You counted down.
So this is our next song coming up. So actually, we did it at a writer's round in Nashville last week, so we really haven't done it out. So bear with us if we forget a lyric or not or something.
Make it up as you go along. We won't know.
We might make it up as we go along. All so right. Feel free, but you all are going to hear it first, really.
Here we go.
So, head of toots.
Laura Briner live on The Wolf. Oh!
Honey, I can tell there's a little devil in your eyes. Look like you're a cowboy running from the 5-0 lights. Bet you like playing chicken on the train tracks, pitch black with no headlights. Oh, honey, I can tell there's a little devil in your eyes. Buckle up, baby, you better hold on tight. 'Cause I'm a wild ride, little snake bite. I'm a bona fide do or die. I'm a stick of dynamite fist fight. Got you hypnotized, little moonshine two time burning down a Friday night. You say that you like to party, but let me tell you a little something about me. Hey baby, if you want crazy, I'm certified. Yeah, you think you're as bad as Johnny walking that line. And those snakeskin boots are cute, but got nothing on mine. If you're turned to 10, I'm 11. Add it up to 21, we'll be hitting heaven. Baby, baby, better get ready for the time of your life. Cause I'm a wild ride, little snake bite. I'm a bona fide, do or die. I'm a stick of dynamite, fist fight. Got you hypnotized, little moonshine, two time, burning down a Friday night. You say that you like to party. Well, let me tell you a little something about me. Hey, baby, if you want crazy, I'm certified. Tell them. All right, RJ. Buckle up, baby. You better hold on tight. Cause I'm a wild ride, little snake bite. I'm a bona fide, do or die. I'm a stick of dynamite, fist fight. Got you hypnotized. Little moonshine, two time, batching on a Friday night. You say that you like to party. Well, let me tell you a little something about me. Hey, baby, if you want crazy, I'm certified.
I believe it. Laura Bryant on The Wolf, 96.1 and 102.1, live from The Wolf stage. Laura is in town to stop by and meet the Wolfpack, obviously, and spread her love for our country and patriotism and love for our troops and their families, and, of course, to sing tomorrow night at the 112th War Bonnet Roundup, Salute to Veterans Night, the national anthem. She will be the one that is singing. You are listening to her now, and then when she goes out there in the dirt and the mud, you make sure you cheer loud for her, because she's going to be certified red, white, and blue tomorrow at the War Bonnet Roundup. We're really looking forward to it, and you know, we're going to be there. Every night of the roadie, we'll be there tonight, we'll be there tomorrow night. And if you want to get there a little bit early, Laura, I was thinking maybe you can just hang out at the Wolf tent and maybe meet some of the Wolf Pack in person. Maybe take some pictures. Yeah, whatever you want to do. I mean, you want to sing while they're... I don't care. You can do what you want to do.
Oh, honey, I'll do what I want to do.
Okay. All right. All right. So
I'd love to come by.
So yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think the national anthem's probably between the pre-rodeo and the rodeo, the PRCA. So what time do they say you're singing? About six something?
I think that is 7.
7 o'clock sharp. Okay. So yeah. Yeah. If you want to hang out before that, you know, we'll be there. And the Wolfpack will be stopping by at our big red, white, and blue.
Sounds
Stars
good,
and Stripes and Laura Bryna too.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Say.
You will not miss our tent. Okay, we just got a brand new all-American red, white, and blue tent from Fast Signs in Idaho Falls. So I think it's going to be the perfect little domicile for you to hang out before you sing the national anthem.
Sounds good. I can't wait.
All right. So Laura Bryna will be there meeting you before she sings tomorrow night at the War Bonnet Roundup. But before we let you go, can you sing another one for us?
Sure. Do you want slow or sassy?
I think sassy is the theme this morning. So I think we'll just keep it sassy, frassy.
RJ loves body first, but we can go sassy.
Hey, you do what you want to do. I'm not the one singing. You're in charge.
But if you want sassy, you know, we can always do sassy. Should we do over being on?
Sure.
So this is an interesting song that I co-wrote as well.
Okay.
And it's definitely about, you know, being that chick and feeling like, you know, he thinks that he can pull one over on you and that he's in control. But this is over being under you. Gotta love a good play on words.
Okay, I just got that. I got it. Laura Bryna live on The Wolf. Sassy. Sassy.
I got a story to tell. You know it's hard to believe, but I ain't lying. But you don't want to hear a word I got to say. I'm like a shiny new toy that you keep in a box, boy. But I ain't hiding. You only take me out when you got some games to play. And Sometimes I don't feel good enough. I wanna be on top and out in front. Cut me loose or I'm breaking the chains. Baby, you gave me a shadow, but that ain't no place to live. I got my own problems, I got my own thoughts to give. I'm second in the bedroom, you can't say that's not the truth. Got a lot on your plate, but I ain't gonna be light. I'm under the table. I give what's left when you're all done doing your thing. I've been good to you, but I ain't gonna be no side piece, baby. Just can't be some puppet on a string. Sometimes I don't feel good enough. I wanna be on top and out in front. Cut me loose or I'm breaking the chain. Baby, you gave me a shadow, but that ain't no place to live. I got my own problems, I got my own thoughts to give. I'm second in the bedroom, you can't say that's not the truth. You what I'm gonna do now. We're breaking up and now I'm breaking out. Don't try telling me to cool down. Cause if I'm your queen, you should have let me wear the crown, baby. You gave me your shadow. That ain't no place to live. I got my own damn thoughts to give. Yeah, I'm second in the bedroom. You can't say that's not the truth. God knows I've been trying, but I'm over being under you. Under you.
Heartbreaker, soul shaker, music maker, ladies and gentlemen, Laura Bryna on the Wolf stage and live on the Wolf this morning. And wow. Okay. She is sassy. She is patriotic. She is Laura Bryna, and she will be at the War Bonnet Roundup tomorrow night, final night, 112th War Bonnet Roundup. She's going to be hanging out at the Wolf Tent prior to singing the national anthem at 7 o'clock, right before the PRCA final night of the rodeo. And I just want to say to you and RJ and Paul, who's off screen, and of course you, Laura, thanks for making the trip out.
Thanks for having us.
Stopping by and letting us get to know you and hearing your music and your passion and patriotism. And we wish you nothing but the best of luck and all of God's blessings and safe travels. And how do people connect with you? What's your handles on the social media?
We got it all. We're Laura Bryna, LauraBryna.
Okay.
LauraBryna.com. We got Spotify. We got the Book of Face or Facebook or Meadow. They all keep changing. Yeah. Instagram or Instatweet or all of the above.
I don't know what it is.
We got it all. Check us out. Thank you guys so much for being so supportive. I so appreciate it. And I am the one that responds online. So please share, chat, all of the above. It's a really great group of us, the Bryniacs. Thank you so much for
Bryniacs.
Yeah, the
Bryniacs.
They're so awesome. We're a great group. We're very supportive, and you know, it's a positive space for everyone to come, and you know, there's no judgment, and so it's a big family. We pick each other up when we're going through some stuff, and then we celebrate the good times too. So,
we appreciate the Bryniacs and the Wolfpack getting together.
Yes, I love that.
And we will see you at the War Bonnet Roundup, young lady.
Thank you all so much, and thanks for having me.